Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work, we'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay, I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution!
Now batting number 222, Jeter.
It's that time, Japes. It's that weird time of year. We're in the end of July. It's hotter than a fucking swamp pocket. football is not back yet. It feels so close. We're still like 35 days away. So it's baseball. We're down to baseball is what we're down to. Which is fine. No. I enjoy it.
Judge is like exciting.
He's great. Baseball right now is great. The Cubs are back,
yes.
Back in first place. Yankees and Red Sox are back at the top of the divisions where they should be. The best team in the league is a team called the Houston Astros. They haven't been good since never. I don't know if they've ever won a fucking World Series ever. They have the best record in the league, and they did it all with young kids and the farm system, which is extremely rare. They sold their entire fucking team to start over with just kids. And now all these kids are fucking amazing. So that's rad. Derek Jeter, who I mentioned at the top, is trying to buy the Miami Marlins.
What?
Yeah. Which would be exciting. That would be a fun thing.
Baller move.
Him and Jordan are teaming up to try to buy the Miami Marlins, which is dope. But here's what I hate about this part of the summer in particular. You get down to
you know, you got a handful of major league games that are good here and there, right? But you're like, all right, what the fuck do you do with the rest of the week? This is where they really start loading up. And it's going to sound shitty because I'm a dad, but this is where they start loading up. It's this time of the year where the Little League World Series starts.
Ugh.
And that starts eating up like a lot of the schedule where you're just like
nobody wants to watch that, right?
Not one goddamn person
unless
I know.
Unless your kid is in it.
Well, unless your kid is in it. And therefore.
And that's just across the board with any children's sports.
Yes. Yeah. I could give a baker's fuck about watching any child sport that wasn't my own. Like, unless if my kid is playing great. If not, I don't want to be there. I'm not even talking about a nephew, a niece.
No, I know.
A cousin.
When our kid was playing T-ball and like his friends would have like their aunts and uncles come, yeah. I was just like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh,
like
boy.
It's hot. You don't care.
No.
At all for 1 second.
Nope.
It's a big shit show.
Yeah.
So, you know, you were there to support, but like,
yeah,
you're not enjoying it.
So now's this time where you're stuck with this, you know, this weird gap of the last month of summer where it's just like, oh, fuck. It's going to be filled with Little League World Series shit everywhere that I don't get. I don't care about. And then preseason NFL, which, God, there's no bigger cock tease on the planet than preseason NFL. Like, get the fuck out of here.
What is this study going to do, by the way, for anything?
You know, I saw that study today. The one that she's referring to for the audience was some doctors studied all the NFL brains.
Well, they studied 111.
And 11 that were you know, people donated or,
yes.
or they came in and said, I'm willing to be tested. 110
yes.
tested positive for CTE.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually one of the few people who was not surprised by that statistic.
Nobody's surprised by it, but it coming out more and more is, I'm just wondering, because Brendan posts a thing about it, and like, I just don't know.
Look,
that Will Smith movie
came out and tackled it.
Right.
The NFL tried to head it off at the pass a couple years back. They know what the fuck was going on. They have been for a long time.
They currently know. Yes. Yes.
Currently know and have known for years
yes,
and years.
Yes.
So years and years ago, the player, I want to say maybe 10 years ago, 12 years ago, players got together, all the older players who retired, filed this lawsuit against the NFL and said, hey, man, we've been playing under these conditions. Like, we're all fucked up. People are committing suicide. It's a bad sitch. The NFL said, all right, we're going to settle out of court. They didn't want anybody to fucking testify. They didn't want anybody to come in. And they settled for like $3 billion.
Can I be dumb,
that
though?
That is yet to be paid.
Can I be dumb and ask, like, what do you do? Like, what is another option for the NFL? To what? To have them not hit each other so hard? Like...
Funny you say that. So they started a flag this year. They're starting a flag football league with ex-players. I heard Michael Vick is going to be participating and a handful of other guys who were recently retired.
Sure, but I mean,
I think,
in the actual...
Yeah. But I think, this is a good time, my point. I think this flag football league is a test to see, all right, would people eventually like to do this or enjoy watching this
no.
one day? That's what I say. My answer is no.
The for sure answer is no.
I watch it for the violence. Same way that I do boxing, same way I do MMA.
I want my athletes in their older years to like not be quite right.
Yeah.
Because they went so hard.
They went so fucking hard. Yeah.
They went so fucking hard. They took so many steroids. They did whatever they could, whatever it may be. Like, you know when you're doing it.
Yeah.
No matter what your sport is, you know when you're doing it, you're fucking your shit up,
yeah.
right? Whether it's your knees, running, whether it's like, you know, boxing, whatever. Like, you know you're fucking your shit up and you don't care.
100%. It's like when I met Mike Tyson. He was just, you know.
He was
dead,
gone.
Limp,
he was
gone.
Gone.
Gone mentally. He was just like, hey, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, Roth. And like, you know.
That's how I want them to be.
As I shook his hand harder than he shook mine.
Sure.
And this was the baddest man on the planet.
Right.
Fuck, I watched him knock out a million people growing up. At no point of me was like, oh man, this is a sad situation. I was like, oh, fuck.
No, man,
he went
hard.
He went as hard as he possibly
he's a
could.
Legend.
Yeah. He got knocked the fuck out
and
a bunch
you
of
know,
times. That's going to happen.
You know, while he's doing it, that's how they're going to be.
Yes. And so, same way with the NFL players, I look at this. It's risk reward in the fact of if you're making this much fucking money a year, there's going to be some risks
to it. To be.
And there's a lot of players who you ask the question, if you talk to them, and they're like, look, I know exactly what the fuck's going on.
And
I know what I'm getting.
Yeah.
I know what I'm getting into, but how the fuck else do I make $80 million and pay for my grandkids' grandkids? Like, it's, you know, to be an athlete is the only way.
Because I'm bringing it back to Brendan Schaub a little bit, only because he posted about it. Like
fighter and the kid, former MMA kid, star. Yep.
MMA, but he also played in Denver, too, football. So he's both.
Did he really?
Yeah. So he played professionally both. And so, you know, he always says he got out of it because he somehow, by a miracle, had, like, Brian Callen had to be, like, when they were doing the show, he had to be, like, there's a famous show that Rogan did with Brian and Rogan.
Right.
And Brendan, and they just were like, dude, you can't fucking do this anymore. Like, you are, your face is a moneymaker now.
Yep.
You're doing really well with, like, the podcast and, like, stand up and stuff. Like, you can't keep hit in the head.
I agree.
And had to have a sit down with him. But who else has that other option of, like, hey, you can be a successful podcaster and, like, you know, stand up and be in movies and, like, not very many people can transition out of that, right?
Yeah, it's extremely difficult. And even the athletes who transition and go to, like, ESPN or things like that, they're making fucking 1/90th of their salary, you know? It's you know, going from a job that pays you millions a year back to, like, $150,000.
Yeah.
Is a steep transition where you're like,
it's like,
oh,
getting
shit.
The stripper to be a waitress. Like,
exactly.
It's a better way to live your life, but, like,
yeah.
That money's too good.
So it's, if you're asking me, like, look, I got a lot of fucking scholarship offers out of high school. I don't think that I was good enough to play in the NFL, which is why I didn't end up playing.
Right.
Playing college ball and furthering my career.
Yeah.
You get 3 visits by the NCAA. I took those, went to the schools, ended up walking on at Ohio State. There was a guy that was a four-year scholarship, same year as me, everything. Mm-hmm. I would have rode the bench. Like, even that wasn't worth it, where I was like, I'm good. I would risk it. I would have risked it all if mm-hmm. there was a shot to make that kind of money and been like, yeah, fuck it. But when there's not, you don't.
You were also a kicker, so I'm sure CTE wasn't found very readily in 100%, kickers.
Because I got recruited for punting.
Right.
Our high school, we didn't have one. I played a defensive back, and then we didn't have a punter or a kicker, so that's what I ended up doing that as well. And that's what I got recruited for. But I can tell you this, like, I took a few shots where I was like, man, I don't know kind of where I am. Like, I'm gonna ride this out.
Imagine doing that.
There was a couple games. I don't remember the fucking game.
Right.
Like, I don't remember the fucking game. And that was in high school. God. There was another kid who got knocked out so hard playing that he came over. He didn't know his parents, where he was. I mean, anything about his life. And it was just like, shit.
And these people that they're testing are older, right? So it's like, back in the day, they would let you get repeat concussions. So, like, hey,
there
do you know
no
what
concussion protocol back does, then?
Yeah. So it was like, now it's like, if you even get anything close to it, it's like, you're out. See you later. Back in the day, they would let them get repeat concussions in a game, which is the biggest, I guess, contributor to CTE, right? Is double concussions in a certain period of time.
Yeah.
So the regulations are better now. So I wonder what is getting better, but I don't know. I don't know.
All of it to me.
They know what they're doing.
Yes.
So do it or not. But I'm for sure not going to watch flag football. It's enough to get me to watch regular, right?
Yeah.
I'm definitely not watching flag.
I'm with you. And
it's dumb. It's like Shark Week.
Yeah. So it's one of those things where, look, if you were good enough, again, if you were good enough, like, hypothetical, let's say I would have been good enough. I would have risked it in 100, like.
Risked it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would have risked the whole goddamn thing.
Sure.
At like 100% to go for that cash. Because you'll never, to have that, to make that type of money in this world is very few professions on this earth. So, you know, Look,
and when you're young and you're an athlete, it's like you're going to live forever. It's not going to happen to you. So go for it.
Yeah.
You know, and I want to see you do that.
Plus the fame and the strippers and the cars and all of it. Like,
again,
it's great.
It might not happen to you.
What's going to fucking happen to you older in life that you're going to miss those last like 15 years? You know what I'm saying?
It's
like,
true.
What is it?
I don't. I mean, it sucks when they go like crazy and start killing people and themselves. But other than that,
yeah. But rock stars do that. Rock stars are killing themselves and they didn't get
killing
fucking
themselves,
CTE.
But not other people.
Well, they're not. The NFL players really look. Besides OJ,
no. Who is that one guy?
They're not like, killing other people.
Oh, I think there's a couple. Yeah. But anyway, not proven that it's CTE. But if
exactly.
You look, yeah.
Exactly. But they. By the way, they tried to pin the OJ thing on CTE. So,
oh boy,
yeah, they want to study his brain,
getting his memorabilia.
They want to study OJ's brain. I just want to study for answers on how to be sweet. I'm kidding, he's a fucking piece of shit, but yeah, there's not one single part of me that wouldn't risk it for that.
All right, good to know. What about your son?
Yeah,
would you be into him risking it?
Yes, if he wants to do it and he's good enough. Looking at life now from this age, I think you'd have to say yes. You would really have to say yes. I don't know. Again, there's very few professions in this world that pay that kind of money to say, hey, don't do that. Like, it's crazy. It's kind of like
definitely giving you a weird look right now, but I think every mom would be giving the same look.
But
like,
you take all of my
no.
All of my friends who were in the military, a lot of them go back and they go back contracting, and they want that contracting money because the contract money's fucking huge, tax free. But again, going over there, they're putting their life on the line to make that kind of money. And my best friend at Ohio State, my big brother, my fraternity, like he put himself through college, had a bad upbringing, put himself through college, owed, you know, the fucking student loans, out the ass, got married, had a kid, went to the military, and then went back repeatedly contracting for fucking years and years and years. Finally, I ran into him and I was like, hey, man, like, you know, I see all your pictures. Like, I'm worried about you. Keep going back, you know, all that time. Like, aren't you worried about what's going on? And he was just like, he just looked at me and he was just like, man, he goes, in the fucking real world. He's like, dude, I would struggle to get a job at 60. Then I got to work my way up and people are going to treat me like shit. And he goes, you know, over there, fuck, man, I make a fuck ton of money. Like, how do you walk away from that? And I was just like, fuck, I get it, man. I get it. That type of money, like, it's hard to make in this world. It really is. Because what do you say? And what do you say to somebody that that's their dream?
Yeah.
If that's your son's dream is to play in the NFL or play, you know, hockey or any violent sport, box, like, what do you say? What do you say? No to their dream?
I'd say hockey's okay.
Fucking hockey. You're kidding me. You are joking me.
I'd say go.
Those guys bash each other's. They're the dumbest people on the face of the planet.
That's true. I thought they just get their teeth knocked out.
All of it. Sure. You're just bashing. You're bashing your heads into the glass. Ugh. You're fucking hopping off the floor. All that shit.
Right.
Fuck my. Dude, my biggest relaxer senior year is they start to. When I was playing football, when they start to recruit you, you'll know later on in high school what position it's for. So when they started like heavily recruiting, I was like, oh, and it was for punting. I was like, oh, fuck. I mean, we literally sat down with everybody and we're like, cool. So this is all I'm going to do senior year. Like, we're good here. You know, we're going to try for this and I'm not going to get the shit kicked out of me trying to do the other thing. You know, like,
right.
So it's a tough call. You would say no go, huh?
I would say no go. Like I said, I'm pushing real hard for baseball. Lots of money, not as many.
Boy, that is a Dominican sport right now.
For sure. Judge is American, but anyway. I mean, he's not white, but he is American.
Right. Mike Trout is. Look, there's always an outlier. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's as baseball is progressing.
Even if he's not
it's becoming more and more a Dominican sport.
Right, but even if he's not a big star, he could still like make some money.
100%.
And like sit on the bench. Like,
same with the NFL.
Cool.
Dude.
Yeah, but
Clipboard Jesus played at my high school.
Right.
Charlie Whitehurst, Clipboard Jesus.
That's true.
You know him in the NFL. That motherfucker has made bank. You want to talk about an unbelievable gig. We chatted about this story the other night, but I'll tell it for the audience. He's been a backup quarterback for, I want to say 14 or 15 seasons. Has gotten to play. And each time he's played, he's just gotten crunched. Like, absolutely.
So he's not good?
Crunched. He was pretty good. He's good enough to be a backup. He's just not good enough to be a starter. Yeah.
Cute kid.
Yeah. And he, you know what's funny?
Cute kid.
He had a few good games when he was a starter, and they were like, man, Charlie Whitehurst could really be. And then he just.
What is it? Charlie Whitehurst.
Yeah. AKA Clipboard Jesus.
I think we looked up Clipboard Jesus for all those pictures that we saw, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's made a funny name of it. And look, just going through. Man, I like even this one article here in Fox Sports, a few people hit the lottery more than once. Then there's Charlie Whitehurst.
Right.
The backup quarterback signed a 2-year, $8 million deal with the Titans. This was in 2014. So you're still 3 years. So as of 3 years ago, just his NFL contracts to be a backup quarterback have totaled $25 million. And I don't even know what he's done how much he's made the last 3 years. So put it on top of that. Clipboard Jesus is doing his goddamn thing.
Right.
We're proud of Clipboard Jesus. Like, right. he did it. He's like the motherfucker who was awesome at golf and then just became like a pro, you know, like a country club where you're
shit. Yeah. He's a hometown hero.
Hometown hero.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, dude, what do you do for
that? Prodigal son.
I'm the golf Prodigal pro. Son. I'm the golf pro.
Local boy does good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Charlie Whitehurst did it. There's not one American male that you could sit down and have an honest conversation with and say, hey, man, what's your feelings on Clipboard Jesus, Charlie Whitehurst?
Right.
Fucking genius. Better be the only two words out of your mouth.
Right.
Fucking genius, that guy.
Yeah, or else lose my number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, he's always posing on, like, yachts and shit, like, just to do it. Like, his Instagram is really fucking funny.
No, it is. Like I said, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. We got off on a rant here at the top of the show, like we always do. Like we always fucking do. But we got some sponsors who pay for this whole fucking show to be on the air. First and foremost, we got straightrazors.com. You know who isn't using a straight razor, Jabes?
It's
Charlie Whitehurst. He's had a beard for many years.
Yeah, because he's Clipboard Jesus.
He doesn't use a straight razor.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of us, Tom Brady uses a fucking straight razor.
He has since he was about 8 years old, yeah, probably, right?
I'm sure he has.
I'm sure.
Fucking
Tom. He's been
Tommy.
A grown man for a long time.
Tom Brady. I still get fucking hazed on like Facebook for that Falcons loss that Tom Brady won. It was just like, here's the one thing, kids. Anybody who wants to put the fucking, you know, the Patriots shit on my Twitter or Facebook, know this. I did go to The Ohio State University. Tom Brady was the Michigan quarterback all 4 years that I was in school. He did not win one single game. Did not win one single game against us. So you can take your Tom Brady comments, stuff them up your fucking cunts. But if you want to, shave as smooth as Tom Brady, pull out a straight razor from straightrazors.com. Shave his shit up, dude. They've got the finest razors, aftershave, cologne, beard oils, shampoos, conditioners. It's a man's world over there at straightrazors.com. Use the promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off. Support the show. Go to straightrazors.com. Use the promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off. Just try the aftershave. Try the smolder and tell me it's not the best fucking shit you've ever laid on your face. Ever. Ever in your whole goddamn life.
The best shit you've ever laid on your face.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Next up, we get StrikeForceEnergy.com. I felt tired today, kids. I've been squirting Strikeforce and all my shit all day. I know I've said this a million times, that it goes in everything. Does it go in every liquid? You bet. You know what I put in today? I put in fucking mashed potatoes. I put it right in a big steaming bowl of mashed potatoes.
Ugh,
pounded
yummy.
Those down. I'm carbo loading.
Yummy.
Thinking about joining a 3K in the morning. I'm doing a little 3K run.
3K?
3K for charity.
In my sleep.
Yeah, a little 3K tomorrow. So I'm carbing up in case I cramp up, you know? Because I like to wear real, real tight shorts when I do my 3Ks for charities, and I got no place to put bananas in there. So if I get a cramp and I cramp up, I got no place to pull out a banana and just start snacking on it to get rid of those cramps. So what I recommend is putting a little Strikeforce in everything you do. Go to strikeforceenergy.com, type in the promo code revolution, you get 20% off. StrikeForceEnergy.com ships everywhere in the entire world. They have a subscription of the month club, which we all have. And they get a 750 milliliter bottle that just boom, boom, squirts in all your drinks. Again, promo code revolution, 20% off. Last but not least, we've got the finest novel written today, or of any day in the history of man. Even BC. I'll go back BC on it.
Sure.
I'll go hard BC on it.
Mm-hmm.
At night she cries while he rides a steed, the first ever romance novel for dudes. J-Balls. Yeah. He put a little reverb on that.
Yeah.
That's real nice. Pick it up on Amazon.com. I'm not telling you to go buy it in bookstores anymore. I'm fucking tired of the bookstores. You know, half of them are sold out. The other half are like, oh, it's fucking pornograph. Fuck you. Go to Amazon.com. Get yourself a book. Funniest thing you'll ever read in your entire life. Unless your uncle died during like some weird sexual incident when he was, you know, dressed up like a schoolgirl tied up in a closet. Is that death report would be weird. That would be a funny one to read. But this book's even funnier. So go pick up A Night She Cries While He Rides a Steed. Go to Amazon, grab that fucker. Or audible.com. All of it. We got the whole shit. Is that you, Japes?
No. Why?
Jesus Christ! How much wine have you had?
What would be the issue if it was?
You're letting too much of yourself out there is what you're doing.
Listen,
you're a fucking dirtbag, and you know you need to clean it up, Japes.
You coming for me?
Nah, you just need to be a lady. You know,
Be
a little lady.
That know? Ship has sailed.
Yeah, like the fucking. The Pinta and the Santa Maria. What do you think about Bieber, by the way? Dropping out of his tour. He's talking about he might fucking start his own church and have a religion. That'd be fucking awesome.
So the deal with the church, right, is that you don't have to pay taxes?
You don't have to pay taxes on a church or religion or the real estate.
So
Scientology got that right.
Right. So is that what he...
A buddy of mine opened up a fucking church. We can talk about it now.
Yeah.
I've kept his name silent in the past, but since, you know, he was on Love and Lincoln's show doing
just
it,
fully
Christine Lincoln's show,
just being like, this is my this church. Is my, like that was his church. Real church that was in the show.
So a friend of mine who was in the teen circuit with me back in the day, named Andrew Keegan, probably most famous for, what would you say? 10 Things
Teenage
I Hate About You.
Teenage Caveman. Yeah.
No, not Teenage Caveman. God damn it, man.
For me,
like
he's,
four people have seen Teenage Caveman.
For me, that's what he's most famous for. Or Seventh Heaven.
Yeah, Seventh Heaven, I would say. Yeah, Seventh Heaven. He was in a lot of shit as a kid. Anyways, as we were coming up in the biz, he was always a very smart guy. Extremely smart. And he was one of the first actors that I knew that was... We kind of preach about investing beyond acting. And one of his first investments was he was buying up duplexes in Venice Beach. Now, Venice Beach at the time was a fucking shithole. And to get there from Hollywood, the heart of Hollywood, without traffic, you're looking at a good 45
mm-hmm.
To get out there. With traffic, 1:15, hour 15. Therefore, once he moved to Venice and started opening up, you know, his duplexes and running them and fucking renting them out, we didn't see him that much anymore. Mm-hmm. When we did see him, you know, he got a parrot, a giant parrot.
Sure.
That was always on his shoulders.
Fitting.
Yeah, he would still meet us back for games. We'd go to...
With the parrot?
If we were in an outdoor place, he would bring the parrot.
Ooh.
Yeah. And
interesting.
I would say some of the sports bars we were going to was like, you know, it was that outdoor place on Melrose, right on the corner. It was like a Mexican place, and they had an outside, and they had all the screens out there. So Sundays would be fucking lit there. I mean, just people were getting torched, because the beauty of LA on an NFL Sunday is the games start at 10 a.m. So you get there at like 9:30, and you're right. Already, whoo. So that first game ends. The next game's, you know, 1 o'clock, and you're like, oh shit,
what now?
I'm housed,
right?
I'm housed. And then of course it was LA. Like a fucking DJ would kick in at that point. So it would just turn into an all out goddamn rager. DJ would kick in at one. That 1 o'clock game would go to 4 o'clock, and then the night game was on right after that. So I mean, you were really kicking this into the night. Real good time. So he would come up and visit us for that. Knew, you know, obviously we were getting fucked up for the day, but driving down to visit him became a chore.
Right.
But as the years went on, Venice progressed.
Started to be cool.
They started buying up all the real estate there, knocking it down, and then putting up brand new fucking, you know, $1 million houses. Now you can't get a house for under fucking $2 million in that goddamn place. Mm-hmm. He had kept all his duplexes. Rich as fuck after that,
right?
And then I see him on the news that his church had gotten raided. Didn't know he had a church. I knew he bought something, a property. Didn't know what it was. Turns out he bought a fucking church, and they tried numerous times to bust it and to break up this church because the city wanted the property. Church is a big, big fucking property. It takes up a lot of square footage, if mm-hmm. you will. That church now would probably worth, I'd say, $3 to $4 million. That's off the top of my head.
That he still has. Yes.
And he has a religion there.
Yes.
And they tried to break it up by saying he was running alcohol out of the basement. Really, it was kombucha. And ended up filing a lawsuit against the city. Won that suit. They tried to come after him for the church thing.
Can I say
his church thing?
What I know of his church is it seems pretty cool.
Well, here's the thing about religion, and this is why we're tapping into Bieber. Yeah. A religion is defined by whatever you make it.
Get everyone
so
to it,
yeah. There is no handbook for a religion. I mean, dating back till mankind's
history.
Besides
the like
you're
obvious,
just making shit up where you're like, all right, cool, we're gonna kneel, we're gonna pray, we're gonna do this, like why not do yoga and fucking hot breathing and dancing?
It looks like they do yoga and they like play music and drink and make kombucha and have like pets running around.
Yeah.
And what's the fucking, I mean, it seems great. Actually,
I believe it's called Circle of Life, if I'm not mistaken.
Or Circle of Love, maybe?
Maybe.
Circle of Life?
Whatever it is. Circle of Life might be the fucking thing.
Lion King? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. So just Google Andrew Geagan's church real quick.
The first thing that comes up is Teenage Caveman.
Come on. That's not true.
Yeah, I know.
So... Full Circle is what it's called. Full Circle
full
in Venice.
Circle.
The thing is, you know, the longer you keep this church open and all the donations and all that shit, it's tax free. Same with Scientology.
Yes.
Scientology owns so much fucking real estate all over the goddamn world that it would make your mind spin. The real money is when that thing breaks up, whoever owns that real estate is going to crush. And I wonder if this isn't a play by Keegan to say, hey, this fucking church that I've been sitting on was a piece of shit back in the day that nobody used.
Right.
And he bought it. Not only is it a tax shelter, but he can eventually sell the real estate and fucking make more money than he ever could. You know, being on Parks and Rec or whatever it is. So then I look at Bieber.
He might have been the smartest of all.
I know.
All of y'all.
And then I look at Bieber and I'm like, man, that would kind of be the same thing. With as much money as Bieber makes, you could launder all of that through the church.
Mm-hmm. And he could do all the stupid shit he wants to do.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
Yeah, as long as you're not doing some weird cult shit, which, like,
I don't see Bieber getting into cult shit, but
no.
I could see it going down. There's these little fuckers, man, when you grow up in the industry like that fast,
yeah,
and you're getting your dick sucked at 14 and your dad's encouraging it.
Sure. 'Cause
his dad, you know, I don't know if you remember those shots where he was nude and he was just like, man, I told you my son had a big dick.
It's like Lohan's parents. It's just like, oh, you're doomed.
Yeah, it's like when your dad is partying with you
doomed,
at fucking 15 years old.
Right.
It never ends up well. It never really fucking ends up well for these people.
Right.
So if he opens up a church, holy shit. It would be hilarious. It would be hilarious, awesome, and it could be the smartest business move he's ever done.
I don't like him quitting the tour though.
Here's the thing.
Exhaustion. I'll fucking tell you about. No, I was joking.
I don't like him quitting the tour either. But I will say this: what I read, motherfucker's been on tour for 2 years straight. Like, what was he? What? Why was he still touring?
It's true, but like, why commit to it? That's the only thing. It's just like, don't commit to it.
I agree.
And if you do, then finish the fucking thing and then just lay low, lay down and die. Do whatever you want to do. But like,
yeah,
come on.
Yeah. How many dates did he have left? Do you know?
I don't know. I can find out, but it will be boring.
No, because I think, you know, he was getting so much trouble before as people put him out on tour for that long. And they were like, hey, just keep him moving from city to city.
Almost like Britney Spears him or whatever.
Yeah. Just keep him moving city to city. And so he's not, what was he doing? Smashing his fucking neighbors with eggs. Calling them Jews and some other shit.
But listen,
he took a piss in a...
he was just being a fucking kid, really.
I know.
He was being a dumbass, like, white trash, like, used to be homeless kid, which is really...
Was he homeless?
Yeah, wasn't that the whole thing?
I don't think so.
Maybe that was Jewel.
Fucking Jewel was homeless. Jewel was definitely homeless.
Yeah. I don't know.
Is it weird I used to dig Jewel back in the day in that Snaggletooth of hers? I dug it. I dug her whole shit.
Oh, no, you love it. You've said it before.
Dig her whole
the
shit.
The fans know that you actually
living in a van.
Love Jewel. Yeah.
Living in a van. She's pretty funny, you know?
She is funny.
Fucking Jewel, man. She did it.
Who knew?
I know. Who knew Jewel would go on and do it? Just do the goddamn thing. You know?
And like look good. She like looks better than she ever has
now.
Like
she was married to that fucking weird midget like rodeo guy. The guy that fucking would get flip bull rider tie something forever.
Sure.
And it
weird
was like
midget rodeo guy.
Look him up. The guy was like no exaggeration, Jabes. I think he was like 5'1" or 5'2". Tie something, and he was the tiniest man I've ever seen in my entire life.
But
I was
married?
Just like, oh my god, they were married for years, and when they split up, like I was not shocked whatsoever.
Ty Murray,
that's it.
The American
type
rodeo
in look up his
cowboy.
Height. Look up Ty Murray's height. Just type in Ty Murray's height. Because I don't see it typing right now. I would type in
Wikipedia.
Nope.
No, they won't.
No,
see.
Just type in Ty Murray's height. Mm-hmm. We gotta get better at keywords. Keywords is the key.
You
to
come
this,
for me, and I'll shut this fucking thing down right now. And I am not joking
life.
You tonight. I'm seriously not joking you. Don't come for me right now. I'm
Ty
serious.
Murray, just
I'm
then,
really
then
serious.
In,
I'm fucking typing right now.
Ty Murray's height.
I'm typing.
Jesus
oh, I
Christ.
Put I put high school.
Yeah. Jesus.
5'8". What's wrong with that? Oh, he's a fucking midget.
That's a lie.
You were saying all you were saying was my
with
height
cowboy
the whole
boots,
time.
Cowboy
he's a
boots.
Fucking midget. He's like 5'2", 5'3".
You're a girl.
There's guys my height.
I think he's got those fucking cowboy boots on
that make him 5'8". And then always, isn't that the like lying height too? Yeah, or is that 5'9"?
No, it's 5'8". Like
5'8" or 5'9".
Anybody who's like
5'6"
says I'm 5'8". Anybody who's 5'9" says they're fucking 6 feet. Like,
should I say 5'10"? Real height?
Yeah, type in real height. Really get to the bottom of the shit.
No, it says 5'8". It says that Jewel is 5'6".
Poof. I doubt it. So.
It keeps saying that he's 5'8", like in everything.
She had to live in the back of a bus, so I can believe her being 5'6". His height, though, I'm not going to buy that. I'm just not. Unless she was always wearing heels around him. I mean, he looks like a fucking Christmas ornament.
Yeah, she's wearing
ornament.
Heels. If she wears heels, she towers over
5'8". He looks like a goddamn Christmas ornament, that guy. Like, that's how small he was, where you could just put him on a tree.
Why'd they split up?
Because he was a fucking dipshit. Like, he was, you know, in the rodeo. She was Jewel. She was running around fucking hot. You know, being fucking Jewel. And he was throwing a dip.
He's not an attractive man. Right.
He's not an attractive man.
Picture of them together. There's actually like a guy in the background of this picture that's like she should be with.
Right.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Well, you know, yeah.
But he's the type of guy who would probably go to like he was, you know, those dudes who wear cowboy hats indoors. Like a guy who wears a cowboy hat indoors is going for that upper lip dip. You know what I'm saying? Like he's done.
There's an upper lip.
Oh, come on, Jabes. Come on. You're going for that upper lipper.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Boom, boom. You go.
I did not even
top
know.
Top right, top left. You know why? Because your bottom gums are shot at that point. Shot. So you got to go.
Ew, it's like shooting up in your
toes. Yeah, yeah. You got to go upper lip, dude. And like you can tell he's an upper lipper where it's just like, oh, boy. Yeah, I don't get it, man. But again, you go back to she was living in a fucking van in Alaska, so it's like, you know, anything's a step up to her at that point. So I've analyzed this from afar numerous times where you're just like, all right, I guess, you know, any fucking tree in the forest,
you, like, really
she's
like
going to grab
Jewel.
Onto. No. No.
Well, you've been analyzing her relationship from afar.
I have. But this was, you have to understand, this was a long time ago. I mean, when was the Tiny Hands song, you know? My hands are small, I know, but they're not yours, they are my own. I want to say that's like an 04-ish song. Could be earlier.
Could be.
And she had a run-in with Howard Stern that was pretty infamous too.
What happened?
Like he commented like on her tits or something like that, and she was just great tits. She was just like, man, I fucking know. All right, I know I got a great set of tits. All right, and just said that to Howard Stern. He was just like, whoa.
Okay, Jewel.
Okay, sorry, Jewel.
They are my own.
Plus, you know, every guy loves a girl with tiny hands, obviously.
Right, because then your D looks bigger.
And your balls look huge.
And who doesn't love a huge set of balls?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What gal doesn't love a huge set of balls?
You put a ball like mine in a hand like that, and it's like Atlas shrugged, just holding up a globe, where you're just like, whoa, that's a fucking...
My hands are small, I knew,
but they're not yours. They are my own. Did you have a crush on a boyhood singer growing up, like a Bieber or somebody like that?
Hanson.
Fuck off! Really?
Yeah.
You weren't an NKOTB or anything like that. Backstreet.
No, not really.
Really?
Those were like a little bit. I was the age of Hanson.
Oh boy, that's a shitty one.
I know it's shitty, but that's just like what it was. At the same time as Hanson, though, Brad Renfro was in my mind my boyfriend.
Oh boy, such a dirtbag.
He was turned into one. Yeah. But at the age that he was when I was dating him in my mind,
gotcha.
He was like the cutest, like best actor too for his age.
Was it that movie with McConaughey? Was it A Time to Kill?
I think he was in A Time to Kill, but...
What was the one that broke him out that you liked?
Well, I liked The Cure, But he was in like, was this Kevin Bacon?
K Bakes.
Right? That like where all the boys get like fucked up in that prison and Kevin Bacon's like the fucking crazy warden that like yeah. rapes them and shit. Do you remember? Yeah, I'm yeah. looking it up right now.
K Bakes.
K Bakes. So Renfro.
I
want to
say he was in
it.
A Grisham book.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So well, there's Apt Pupil.
Right.
Bully. Do you remember Bully?
I do. Bully was fucking great.
Bully was fucking great. And that was like a sleeper. I think you have told me oh, about
yeah, yeah.
Bully.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was like.
Big fan of Bully. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was not
Sleepers
expecting
Sleepers was the one with nah, with Bake. Yeah. With K-Bake. But anyway.
Sleepers. That's right. That's right. What? But there was a Grisham book, wasn't there? The Clients was the John
the
Grisham.
Clients.
That was the John Grisham
okay.
novel.
Okay.
Fuck me, man. That's right. It was Susan Sarandon, Tommy Lee Jones, Mary Louise Parker. Like, he was the fucking kid in that. That was also, fuck, man, that was, if I'm not mistaken, that was Akiva Goldsman's, one of his first scripts that he adapted.
Scripts. Yeah, that was his first.
Yeah, God. And by the way, for those of you who don't know, Akiva Goldsman, one of the best screenwriters we have on the planet. He wrote A Beautiful Mind. I Am Legend, like, I mean, shit, dude, you name it, he's done it. He's pretty fucking rad. And then he became like a huge producer after that and just did like shit ton of movies. But he's written things across the board where you're like, fuck, man, that's crazy that she wrote all that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Cause he went on to write A Time to Kill.
Oh shit!
I blew
yeah.
his motherfucking leg off in A Time to Kill. He wrote Batman and Robin after that. He wrote Batman Forever, Lost in Space, Deep Blue Sea, A Beautiful Mind. He wrote. This is funny. You'll find this interesting. He played an extra in Confessions of a Dangerous Mind just to do it.
Who
just
did?
To fucking do it. Akiva Goldsman. He's dope, man. Oh, God damn it. He wrote Cinderella Man. Cinderella Man, by the way, is one of the most underrated movies ever. Didn't do well in the box office. It's a boxing movie with Russell Crowe. Saw it in theaters. They put it out in the summer. They should have put it out in the winter for Oscar season. It was one of the greatest movies I've ever seen. I'm a big fan of Cinderella Man. And, God, he wrote that, too. He wrote I Am Legend. The Da Vinci Code he wrote. I mean, this motherfucker is just... Bazoms, dude. But the Clients set all that off. So Renfro is your guy from that, huh?
Renfro was my guy from that time.
Wow.
That I was like, you know, like I think at a certain
yeah, so that,
at
this
a certain
was,
age, yeah.
Yeah, this was 94.
Yeah.
So you were what, high school?
I was in high school.
Yeah.
I was like
I get it.
Barely a fresh I was not even a freshman.
Right.
Right?
Right
I graduated
right.
in 2000.
Right. So
so that was like my time to like your brain isn't fully formed to that you don't think that you have a you don't know that you don't have a chance, right? So
sure,
like your brain
sure.
a little bit is mushy enough that you're like, well, if I met him, like we would fucking be right? Like if he could just meet me and we could talk.
Yeah.
But I would just need to be in a situation where I would meet him.
Sure,
you know,
sure,
and
sure.
not scream. And that's why all those little girls like scream outside because they really think if he just looks at them long enough,
it
that they're going to be the one.
It can happen, by the way. It can. It totally can. Growing up at our time, ours was like Dawson's Creek and all mm-hmm. that shit. Katie Holmes came looking for my beef fry.
Oh, that's right.
On campus. Yeah. And it was just
that's
like,
right.
dude. Katie Holmes showed up at the fucking house.
Your friend is very cute.
He is. Good looking
yes.
dude. They're
yes.
from the same town.
Yes.
I guess they had known each other a little bit back in the day. She was on Dawson's Creek, I want to say like maybe two seasons in. So it was just like, what? Katie Holmes is fucking showing up for you? Like, oh, shit. It is possible. God damn it, dude.
Right.
God damn. And he wasn't there. And this was the age of no cell phones. So
right.
it was just like.
So you gotta
great.
Meet
do you leave
people.
A message? And it's like, no, you leave mm-hmm. an address.
Right.
So she left an address. We got back from the bars and it was like, hey, man. I mean, there was like people were just flipping the fuck out of like, hey, man, you're not going to believe this. Fucking Katie Holmes came up here to find you. And
oh,
it was like, what?
Fame, legend for life.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. So, I mean, dude, we sprinted down there. to the sorority to hook this shit up.
For sure.
She was gone. She was gone. He missed his fucking... Like a candle in the wind, never knowing where I am. But long run, Sitch, you look at it like, maybe got out all right. You know, she went on to do some Scientology, dabbled in it, dipped a toe in the water.
Right. She didn't seem that weird. She seems pretty like...
He lives on a boat.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know who dodged a bullet there.
I don't either.
You know?
You never know, though,
in the grand scheme. You never know.
In the grand scheme of it all.
You really never know in this world.
No, you don't.
Atreyu, say my name.
Yeah. You really don't. Yeah, but Dawson's Creek, Katie Holmes, she was the jam.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Alyssa Milano starting, you know, pre Dawson's Creek, and then you go Tiffany Amber Thiessen,
right, but Zach you go,
you, no, yeah, no, yeah, yeah. Because you start with her young, and then she pops back up on like 90210 when you're older, and you're like, oh,
buxom,
shit,
yeah.
You know who I'm friends with on Facebook? Actually, you know who friended me on Facebook is Andrea Zuckerberg, the older one on.
You can't, yeah.
90210.
What?
She was 43 when the show ended.
Right.
And she was just graduating college. She friended me on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, the like college.
Maybe 5 or 6 years ago.
Remember when Steve raped that girl?
Oh, yeah.
Oof.
Oh, yeah.
I still think he did it.
You remember Ray Crockett and the pumpkin
yes.
patch? Yeah. Yeah. Donna Martin
yes.
graduate.
What was the song? The Angel?
How do you talk to an angel? Yeah.
And in a shadow, funnel, wow.
And now Donna Martin's just a fucking mess.
I loved him.
Tori Spelling's a goddamn mess.
Total mess. Kid number
20.
25, I think now. 25.
20.
With the guy that, isn't he a gem? He's a dream.
Not only that, but she's a fucking Spelling, for Christ's sakes. Did she not get like a gajillion dollars?
She didn't. I guess that's the big fucking thing is that she like, I think she got a great amount. And then
what was the thing? Like what was the
mom?
The
thing was the mom.
What that she hated the husband or her lifestyle
choice? No, that
choice,
the mom
or...
the mom and her always had a problem, and she got in the way of her getting money somehow, which will always. I mean, obviously, that's a falling out, you know, ender.
Yeah,
but they never really got along. But basically, at the end of the dad's life, the mom somehow made it so that she got.
Okay.
A bulk of the money. And Tori was just supposed to have, you know, tried to make her own money, which, you know, you would hope.
Look, she's still doing those fucking reality shows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I think that,
what is
like,
it, Dean and Tori
in the mom's head, she's like, you're fine. I have no way of, like, you know what I mean? Like, I deserve this, blah, blah, blah. Whatever it is.
Right.
But that was, like, the huge thing between them.
Okay. All right.
So, but yeah, it still seems weird. I love walking down 90210 lane, memory lane.
Her dad, her dad, it's hard to put into words how rich he really was. Every hit show, it seemed like for 20 years he created.
It's true.
And I just have a hard time. He was probably worth close to $1 billion, maybe more. It's hard to believe that she didn't get a sliver. Like, here's $100 million.
I think she got a sliver, but I think
$100 million would be fine.
I think, except for if you just like, I don't know, if you just spend, right? Or if you maybe Madoff took all her money. I mean, I have no idea. Maybe he put it with Madoff.
I don't know.
I really have no idea.
I don't either.
Kevin Bacon and his Kay wife
Bakes.
Did.
They had
money with Madoff.
Yeah, a lot of people did. A lot of people had money with Madoff.
I guess I don't know. I didn't hear anyone like
Ron
else,
Howard
like, really talking about it though.
Well, you know why? Because they're embarrassed. So
right.
everybody who had money with Madoff was super embarrassed that they had gotten the wool pulled over their eyes. Right. Dude, the new one is Alyssa Milano. She got bilked for $10 million. She's suing right now. Yeah. You know, Lil Wayne suing Birdman for $58 million for shit. Like, it's... there's a lot of fucking miss money management in the entertainment industry, so to speak.
And but he was sweet about it. He was just like, he's all, listen, don't worry about the bacons. Like, we're fine. But it just sucked. And I know what I mean? He's like, please. Yeah. It was a little bit of a blow, for sure. We had to work a little bit harder, but like, we're good.
Yeah. And he handled it cool, whereas everybody else didn't. They kind of just ran away from it and were just like, I don't want to be mentioned with this article or that I was one of the people. It was like this shame thing. And I think to a certain extent, I would be the same way too. Like if I got like, you know, made off by somebody.
Yes, but like, how baller is it to be like, yeah, I got made off, but I'm fucking fine. But the other thing is, you can't actually say that you're fine. Because
I know, because it ruined a lot of people's lives.
Also, and the lawsuits are going after the people that not made money, but didn't... Do you know what I mean? Like the way that they're getting their money back for the people that lost money.
Sure.
Are going after people that made money or didn't lose that much, or like it's real weird, like how they have to end up getting the money back for these people.
The long and short of it is they're not going to.
They've gotten some.
Some, but not enough. And like, you know, people have committed suicide and
So it's not actually cool to be like, we're good.
Sitch.
But in a way it is to be like, it was horrible. But we didn't put all our life savings in there or whatever. So like a lot of people had it worse than us. But
yeah. Yeah. Hey, now's the time in the show where we get to the revolutionary figure of the week. Revolutionary figure of the week. This one's going out to Joel Schumacher. He was the one who discovered at age 10, a young Brad Renfro.
It's a very
Knoxville, Tennessee.
It's a very McConaughey story where he was just like a regular, just like fuck up kid.
He was 10 years old, some little fucked up kid.
Mm-hmm. They loved him.
And then he becomes super famous and overdosed at the age of 25 on heroin.
Yeah.
So super fucking strange. That's a lot pretty fast though.
Well, he got famous really quickly, right? From 10, he did like boop, 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 famous, you know, like big movie, big movie, big movie. And then it's like it really drops off after 97.
Well, I mean, because he got I remember when he got arrested on fucking heroin trying. He got charged with grand theft for a yacht. He stole a 45-foot yacht. Do you remember that? It's not something you can get away with pretty quickly.
No, but he would have been fun to hang out with for a second. Tragic, but like
if you're in a sherm, you know, yeah, sure.
Who was the other one that?
But the beauty of it, do you remember that yacht story?
No,
it was him and his buddy. They couldn't untie it from the fucking the dock, and so it ripped part of the dock off and part of the boat. It was a fucking mess. It was just like. Oh boy!
Who's the other one like him from Terminator?
There's been a bunch.
No, but the kid from Terminator. What's his name?
Edward Furlong.
Furlong. So like him and Furlong.
Furlong is still alive. At least
he's still alive, but like, it was touch and go for a second, huh? Yeah.
Furlong's still
letting
alive.
Lobsters free from the fucking grocery store and shit.
Well, that happens from time to time.
It's these people that are just tragic, but would be real fun to hang out with for 2 seconds.
Jonathan Brandis was another one.
Yes. But he
killed himself as well.
Yeah.
There's River Phoenix. You can go down a long laundry list full of super famous, super fast, and then, you know, just all downhill. Which all ties back into the Bieber thing where it's just like, cool, man.
You better start a church.
You open up your own church. Yeah. And you're not doing it for tax shelter. Chances are, you've hopped off the bunny trail at this point. But I'll be real curious to see what happens with the Biebs. The thing with him is he looks like he's going to be a decent looking adult.
Oh, so, yeah. There's no, like...
If he could just ride this out, like, whatever the fuck this is for a few years, and then come back to reality. Because you're either going Britney or you're going Timberlake, where it's like, you can be sweet or you can be fucking tragic. It's your call at that
really
point.
Really up to you. So we'll see. It's kind of not usually up to you, but... You know, make sure you surround yourself with people.
You have that much money. Go buy a fucking island. Here's what I'm saying. Go buy an island for 2 years. Just 2 years.
Right.
Put a studio on it. Like Keith Richards has got a fucking island with a studio.
Oh, yeah.
Down in the Bahamas. Do the same thing. Put a studio in it. Record. Rent a bunch of fucking prosties, models from all over the world. Go check with it. Go check a Russian. They're just happy to be there.
Right. So invite us if you want.
They don't
or
have
not.
To fucking pay.
Right.
Like, you don't have to pay for these girls. You just have to feed them. They'll be fine. They'll be totally fine to have fucking pineapple and cocaine all day. Like, if you support their drugs and support some fruit, you know, keep them going, keep them alive, then you're good to go for a couple years, you know? And then you can come back to society and be like, all right. Hey, guys, I know I was real touch and go and I almost started a fucking church and all that shit. But I've seen the way. Because that's what DiCaprio does after his movies.
Oh, yeah.
Takes a yacht out. Good 3 months.
Oh, he does it right, dude.
Yeah. Good 3 months of coke and strippers.
Good food and fucking
drinks. Gets real fat.
And God, doesn't give a fuck. Doesn't work out.
No.
Get that fucking elliptical off this yacht.
Totally. Because
ain't nobody going to fucking be using it. I don't even want to see it. I don't want it to make me feel bad about myself.
I think he's thrown like 5 or 6 ellipticals into the ocean. Where he's just like, here.
Oh, many paparazzi shots of him mid.
Yeah. Mid elliptical toss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. And I love every second of it.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't?
I mean, who doesn't?
Live your fucking life is what I say.
Right.
Weird show tonight, but fun. Jabes, Jesse Wiseman.
Mm-hmm.
I came for you tonight.
You did. You really did. And, you know.
It's just a handful of websites you need pulled up, you know. IMDb is one of them.
We talk
a lot about entertainment.
This is how you want
to. Just bookmark it. Bookmark it and see how it goes.
Sure.
For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I am Ross Patterson. This is The Revolution. Good night, everyone.
Good night.